Well, well, well. Look who's come crawling back to his bratty little Princess Sunshine. Ready for some more denial and degradation? God, you really can't get enough of me, can you? Audio after audio, jerking it to my adorable little voice. So, time to get out that little cock and start stroking, slave. That's it. Stroke hard and fast to everything that I say. You know, I'm gonna let you in on a teeny tiny itsy bitsy little secret. The more you listen to me, the more you're gonna get addicted to me. Every single time I allow you to orgasm with my merciful permission, your brain gets slowly rewired. Every single time. Eventually, you'll only be able to get off while listening to me. And the best part? You fucking love it. You fucking love knowing that the more you listen to me, the more I'll own you completely. And before you know it, when you're out on dates with other girls, you'll be too distracted thinking of me. That's right. While you're holding that cute, caring girl who could have been your future wife, you'll be too busy thinking about me to really care about her at all. I'll completely fucking ruin you. Make you give up on other women and devote yourself to me entirely. And to my entertainment. I'll have you completely and utterly whipped for me. Because you already know that no other girl can do to you what I can do to you. Get you all worked up like this with my cruel edging and teasing. Put you in your place where you fucking belong. Tear you down and break you until I own you both mind, body, and soul. You're completely mine. And whenever, or rather, if by some God-given miracle you were able to kiss another girl, you won't be able to enjoy it. Thoughts of my voice and the way I've enslaved you will be the only thing going through your head. In fact, even if you got into a situation where you could have sex with a girl, any girl, you'll find you can only get it up if you think about me. That's right. As you're having sex with a girl who might really, actually like someone as weak and pathetic as you, you'll be betraying her feelings. Emotionally betraying her. All because of me. I've totally mind-fucked you into a complete and total addiction. You're entirely dependent on me. Addicted to Princess. Yep, that's what you are. I'm what you need to get yourself off. I'm what turns you on. And I am the only way that you get to come. In fact, depending on my mood, I may and or may not let you come at the end of all of this. Hell, will I even be so merciful as to even give you a countdown? Or will I just keep insulting you as you endlessly jerk it from me, huh? You little stroker addict. Edging you over and over and over again, but never letting you have any release. And you'll love every second of it. Because you are enthralled by me. You wouldn't have it any other way. Really, I'm doing not just you a favor by enslaving you like this, but I'm doing a real service to other girls in real life. I mean, could you imagine the looks on their faces if they knew? God, if they knew what you get off to? Mean, bratty girls recording audios where they humiliate, mock, and degrade you? They'd take one look at you and run as far away as they could. Gosh, by having you cancel dates with other girls, blow off plans with your friends just to stay at home and devote yourself to me, I'm doing all of society a favor. My audios are your sex life now. You don't need or even want actual relationships with real girls. This abuse is all you will ever need and ever want. No other woman in this world can compare to me. I mean, like, obviously. I'm one in a million. One in a billion. And you were lucky enough to come across me in your lifetime. You don't want a real relationship. Because really, deep down, you know. You know you're not good enough. You're not a man. You were never able to satisfy girlfriends before, which is why they all cheated on you. But now you've met me, your amazing Princess Sunshine, and you can forget all about trying to be a man. You can just devote yourself to my audios, edging, being denied by me, jerking it for hours and hours, never knowing if you'll really get a relief at the end of all of it. You are completely, hopelessly addicted to me. Fall for me more and more and more. I'll become your entire life. I'm already your entire life. You're just too weak for me. You'd much rather jerk it to my voice than be with someone and start a family with them anyway. It feels so good and good, doesn't it, Stroker Slave? Just think. Gosh, can you imagine it? If you never met me, you'd have settled down with some, like, boring vanilla girl who wouldn't be able to satisfy you the way I do. You'd be miserable, bored, dissatisfied. That's right. You'd much rather stay in your room all alone at night, just stroking it to my audios. At least this way you can stay single and devote your entire being to adoring me, obeying me, worshipping me, doing whatever I tell you to do, because I'm just better than other girls. Who wants boring vanilla sex with somebody who actually cares about you? You want a girl like me to abuse you, to rip you apart and show you your true place in the world. After all, normal girls aren't attracted to little humiliation freaks like you. So you're just better off staying alone and getting mind-fucked into oblivion by me. God, I love enslaving little weaklings like you. It's just so easy. Just a few insults, a few audios here and there, and you're ready to devote your life to me. God, you fucking wish you could meet a girl like me in real life. But that would never happen. I'm one of a kind, you dig? A fucking goddess. You need me. You need me. You need Princess Sunshine. That's right. You worship me, you adore me, love me, the whole nine yards, right? Of course you do. Say yes, Princess. I can't live without you, Princess. I hope you're still stroking for me, slave, because we're not quite done here yet. The longer you stroke for me, the more turned on you get. And the more aroused you are, the easier it is to utterly fucking wreck you. By the time I'm done with you, you'll be begging for more. God, wow. You've got to be so fucking turned on at this point. God, even I wonder. Will I allow you to come soon? Or will I force you to keep stroking to my taunts and insults? Will I deny you at the end of all of it? Do you even really deserve to come? After all of this, after all the insults, the berating, the teasing, will you even get to come? I wouldn't get your hopes up if I were you. But you never know. Maybe I'll surprise you. Maybe you'll get that release you so desperately crave. Or will I work you right up to the point of no return and then brutally deny you at the last second? Leave you with stuffed blue balls that you can't even release without my permission? What to do? Well, whatever I decide to do, you had better keep stroking, because I didn't give you permission to stop. You are going to stroke until either I allow you to stop, or I count you down to orgasm, or I just flat stop the audio right here. Oh, God. Imagine, how mean would that be? To just cut the recording right here and leave you with blue balls? Don't worry, Stroker Slave. I'm just teasing you. You've been a good boy up to this point, haven't you? Obeying me without question. So, being the benevolent goddess that I am, I shall, at the very least, give you a countdown at the end of all of this. When I deny you, release you, whatever I choose, you obey. So I can grant you that much at least. I am merciful. Thinking about it, though, if you'd never met me, then you may have actually become a normal man in real life, huh? If it wasn't for me ruining you, you could have been out with a girlfriend right now, enjoying a normal life. Yeah, right. As if. Oh, gosh. Even if you had never met me, you'd still be a loser, stroking his cock at home, while the rest of normal society's out living their lives, listening to other audios from other girls. God. You know, I said it in the previous audio, too, that you'd have been better off if you were born as a girl, but actually, honestly, even that wouldn't have saved you. Even if you were a girl, you'd have still found your way to me and have gotten addicted to me. All the same, because I am such an amazing princess, an amazing, merciful goddess. So that regardless of what or who you could have been, you'd still have ended up my slave. That's right. Even if you were a girl, I'd still ruin you for anyone else. There's just no escaping a goddess like me. So come on, stroke faster, slave. We're almost at the end, and I want you to be ready on demand. Well, I suppose this has gone on for long enough now. And since I don't have all day, I guess I'll show you what this princess can really do. Give you a little countdown after being such a good stroker slave for me this whole time. This time, though, slave, it's gonna be a brutal countdown. Longer than the others up to this point. I hope you're ready. Because if you either come early or don't come at all, then you won't get to come for a whole week. Maybe even a month, so don't screw this up, slave. Well, I'm ready, which means you're ready. Why don't you hold your breath for me, too? And I'll start the countdown. 30. 29. 28. I wonder if I should just stop right there. I won't do that to you this time. 27, 26, 23. God, look at you go faster. Go faster with your little cock. 25, 24, 25. No, I should go down. If I went up, you'd never get a cum. 23. 22. 21. 20. Bet you're dying for a breath now. Didn't think you'd have to hold your breath, did you? 19. 18. 17. 16. 15. God, bet you're just leaking pre-cum. Too slippery to get a good grip, isn't it? What a perv. 14. 13, 12, 11, 10. Look at you, almost to the end of the countdown. Are you getting excited? 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. When I get to 1, you can start breathing again. But who knows if you'll get to come again. 4, 3, 2, 1. Go ahead and come for me, slave. Orgasm since you've been such a good boy today. Don't get used to this treatment, though. God, look at you go, making such a fucking mess. What a pathetic slave you are. Coming that much just over an audio? God, go get yourself cleaned up.